You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
The government says India's decision to ban wheat exports is unlikely to impact global supply. Stay tuned to know why. Welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. You are listening to the Top News Podcast and this is your host Kanishka Sarkar. I'm back here with the latest on stock market, why Kapil Sibal quit Congress, the wheat export ban, duty-free import of edible oils, the monkeypox disease and more. First up, here's how the stock market fared on May 25th. Nifty shut shop lower for the third consecutive day, dragged by metal, pharma and IT stocks. Sensex closed 303 points down at 53,749, whereas Nifty closed almost 100 points down at 16,025. Among some of the stocks in focus was Zomato, Coal India, BPCL and Adani Ports. Shares of Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone slumped over 4% after the company reported a decline in its consolidated net profit for the quarter ended March 2022. ICICI Direct Research said the port company's net profit was below its estimate due to a 524 crore rupees forex loss. However, revenue grew on a year-on-year basis on the back of a 7% rise in company's cargo volumes. The sharp contraction seen in Adani Ports' operating margin was due to high depreciation and amortization expenses and due to a rise in other expenses. Zomato stock, meanwhile, ended 5% lower. The weakness in new-age stocks comes as investors mixed views on assigning a value to a company that is yet to see profits amid a reducing appetite for tech and platform shares. The Zomato stock jumped to a three-week high of 70 rupees and 1 paise in intraday trade yesterday. This is after the latest earnings report showed an increase in quarterly revenue, but the management commentary did little to keep the street excited. Despite Zomato's consolidated net loss widening in the March quarter, shares of the online food delivery platform rose as much as 19% on Tuesday as investors cheered the upbeat commentary. So does that mean you should exit Zomato due to the recent bounce? Hemant Kaparia of KR Choksi Securities says investors who won bids in the IPO could exit the stock, especially on a bounce between levels of 75 rupees and 90 rupees. Meanwhile, market expert Mehraboon J. Irani reiterated during an interaction with CNBC TV 18 that he would not suggest a buy on tech startups such as Zomato. Coal India shares showed sluggish movement even as the street expects a good set of earnings from the company due later in the day. The stock has been losing for the last three consecutive sessions and has still managed to outperform the sector by almost 1%. Next up is an update from the aviation sector. IndiGo emerged as the preferred airline among flyers in April 2022 as the company ate into the share of peers like AirAsia, thereby seeing a sharp increase in its market. As per a report by ICICI Securities, IndiGo's dominance in terms of market share first started showing signs in March 2022 when it went up by almost 4 percentage points to 54.8%. In the subsequent month, its market share expanded to 58.9%, while its peer, AirAsia, lost its hold over its customers from 6.5% in March 2022 to 5.4% in April. However, despite IndiGo's dominance in the market shares, investors are not impressed. The stock has been on a losing spree and has fallen consecutively for the last 2 days in a row. Moving on, Grasim is going full throttle on its plans to foray into the paints business, which may intensify competition. Global brokerage Macquarie, however, sees no threat to the sector leader Asian Paints. The reason? Grasim needs time to build a brand image to carve a niche in the market. For starters, Grasim, a flagship company of Aditya Birla Group, plans to double capital expenditure in its paint venture to 10,000 crore rupees by the fiscal 2025, raising it from an earlier of 5,000 crore investment envisaged by FY24. Well, for those who don't know why Grasim is entering the paint business, the company through its subsidiary Ultratech Cement already sells Birla White, a popular wall care putty brand. It is among the top three players in the segment apart from JK Cement and Asian Paints. Next up, India has allowed duty-free import of 2 million tons each of crude soy oil and crude sunflower oil for the current and next fiscal year to March 2024, according to a government order. This is part of efforts to keep a lid on local prices. Trade and government officials had earlier said that India could cut an import tax on crude soy oil and sunflower oil as the biggest vegetable oil importer tries to tame food inflation. Traders need to seek their import quota from the government. Meanwhile, the government today argued that India's decision on banning wheat export is unlikely to impact global supply of the commodity, as the country has an insignificant share among the wheat exporting nations. Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Piyush Goyal said at the World Economic Forum annual meeting that India's wheat exports are less than 1% of the world's trade, and hence the country's curb should not affect global markets. Now moving on to political updates. Veteran leader Kapil Sibal has resigned from the Congress. He has filed his nomination as an independent candidate for the Rajya Sabha election with support of Samajwadi Party. A prominent leader of the G23, which had sought an organizational overhaul in the Congress, Sibal's tenure as Congress's Rajya Sabha MP ends in July. He said that he tendered his resignation from the party on May 16th. And about leaving the party, he said he had a deep relationship with Congress. It was for 30 to 31 years, which is not a small thing. He says he joined Congress because of Rajiv Gandhi, and sometimes such decisions are to be taken. But his ideology is related to that of Congress, and that his sentiments are of the party. Lastly, here's the latest on monkeypox. A study says that some antiviral medications might have the potential to reduce symptoms of monkeypox and reduce the amount of time a patient is contagious for. This is according to a study of 7 patients diagnosed with rare viral disease in the UK between 2018 and 2021. The cases analyzed as per the Lancet Infectious Disease Journal represent the first instances of in-hospital transmission and household transmission outside of Africa. The research also reported the patient response to the first off-label use of 2 different antiviral medications to treat the disease. The medications were brincidofovir and tecovirimat. The study found little evidence that brincidofovir was a clinical benefit, but concluded that further research into the potential of tecovirimat would be warranted. The researchers also reported detection of monkeypox virus in blood and throat swabs. As optimum infection control and treatment strategies for this disease are not established yet, the data from the study could help inform global efforts to further understand the clinical features of the disease as well as transmission dynamics, according to experts. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.